The following shiur has been presented by Harav Shmuel Felder, Paisik at Beis Medrash Gevaya of Lakewood, New Jersey, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To download this series of shiurim, as well as hundreds of other recorded shiurim, articles, and video presentations, please visit thehalachacenter.org.
Daf Chav Dalet is the sugya of Liberais Erva. That means that even if the person is not seeing the Erva Mamish, but if there's no hefsek between the Lev and the Erva, there's an Isser. It's very Negeya.
But the person's wearing a robe. So his Erva is covered, so he doesn't see the Erva, and then the Erva can't be seen. But since underneath the robe, there's no hefsek between the Lev and the Erva, there's an Isser Rabbanon of Liberais Erva, that his heart can't see the Erva. Mishmur explains that why would there be a butter machmer in the heart more than other parts of the body? So he says because there's a pasuk libi ra harva chachma, that my heart saw a lot of chachma. So you see, the pasuk uses is that lush, that the lev is ra and meila the rabban made it v'nisa libi yaserva. The shulchan acharav, the hashulchan explained that they say that the lev, the heart, is the ikam makam hashras hashchina, beishad and medaber dibre kedusha. That the heart, that's the ikam makam of the hashras hashchina when a person saying the lev kedusha is in the heart. And the machshavas hakedusha in the lev. So he said, that's what they say, that's why you have to be a master between Leiv and Erev. And kind of the pasuk is a smachta, we have the Rabbanan, the Rasaymachanan. But our Rabbanan, the Indian is that the machshavas hakedusha and the hashras hashchim is in Leiv. That's why you have to have a hefsek with the Rabbanan between the Leiv and Erev. It's interesting, the Vel says over, I don't remember, it's from a Yankov and by Miller once said, that they say that in the Torah, when you say Leiv, it doesn't usually mean the heart. Usually means the mind. Like a bundle of halacha, when the pasuk says libra have a chach, the chacham yishtal the rebek pakam means the heart. So like a bundle, so the abundant is a din of libay raya asarva. That means that let's say a person takes a shower and he comes out of the shower and he puts his robe on and he's thirsty or he wants to take a snack, take something to eat. So he's not allowed to make a bracha. Calls the man, he doesn't take the other problem libay asarva. Even though there's no problem of ever magula, he doesn't see the ever, but as long as since in the robe, there's no hefsek between the lave and the erva, he's not allowed to make a bracha until he makes the hefsek between the lave and the erva. Let's say nobody's around, and you're a room, and then let's say it's a long robe, so it closes anyhow, without tying it, so there's no problem of sneers. But now you have a new problem with the erva. So it says the eight, so either you press down on your heart on top of the robe, you press down, or underneath. Or it says if you have a belt, you can tie the belt, and that also makes it that it's not family with ever, even though underneath the robe it's straight, but since the belt is pressing down on the robe, that makes it that it shouldn't be a family with ever. And the same thing is Nagaya, let's say a person is laying in the hospital, so they give him a robe, and a lot of times the hospital robes don't have a belt to it. If you have a robe at home, you tell it to you with a belt, but the hospital robe doesn't have a belt. So even though the tailor is laying underneath cover, and he's with his robe on, so he doesn't, there's no problem, he's not seeing the erva, and it's all, he's altogether covered, but underneath the cover, there's no hefsek bein libra'is erva, so he wants to make the bracha, the sick person in the hospital, he wants to make a bracha, he wants to learn, he wants to daven, and he has to make sure that he doesn't have problem libra'is erva, to put his hand on his heart the whole time when he's learning and davening his little heart. But so it would be easier for him to borrow a belt from somebody and make sure that he puts a belt around that hospital robe to make that you shouldn't be able to leave his server. Now, the person's wearing a big, big tachtainim, or he's wearing pajamas, but they have elastic around it, so even though it's comfortable, the elastic is not that tight, but since it's pressing against his body, that's also called that it's a mafsik being leave his server. He wouldn't need a belt, wouldn't have a problem. But say this person in the hospital, that he has his big tachtainims, or he's wearing a bottom pajama, wouldn't have a problem. But sometimes it's negay, let's say they borrow somebody's pajamas. A lot of times after a while, gets rubbed out the elastic, stretches. So it's not tight anymore. So then, you don't have pressing down against the body, then you would have to make a different answer, I believe it's ever. Now, there's a din in the Pesachim on this shayla, Tachas Shulchan, Yisufchat in Yudalin, he knows that if a person wears a separate baget on his heart, or a separate baget on the bottom part of his body, even though it's not tight, the only time there's a problem with the erva is if there's one baget that's ma'achad, the two things. But if you're wearing a one baget on top, let's say a person was wearing, he wouldn't be wearing big tachtainim, but he's wearing an undershirt, or he's wearing a bottom thing, but it's a loose thing. So the official Hamad Zerayda, he's in the Master Leoka, himself, he has a Simon Yud, he has a whole tshuva on this, and he wants to bring Rayas also. The only time there's a problem with the erva is if there's one thing that combines them, but as long as you're wearing one baggage on one part of the body, even on top of the bottom, even though it's not tight, that'll make it, there shouldn't be a problem of Leverai's Erva. But since others don't like that, in Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, in Simin Heis of Katan Yud Daled, when he explains how to get out of the problem of Leverai's Erva, he says that Tzarech Lilbush Mechnasayim, you have to put on pins, Shem and Devakim Agufay. That's tight against the body. He says, Oi, Yazav Ezer, or put on a belt. So he's talking about you putting on pants. But still, he says that the pants don't help unless they're tight. Mikhtesa Shulchan also says that, Lahavshi Ben Leibed Ezer, you have an Ezer, Ayyadeshi Yibush Mechnasayim, Shem and Devakim, Say El Yinagufa, that the top part of the pants are tight against your body. So you see also that even though you're wearing a pants, still, you know, that it should be tight. It could be tight with a button, it could be tight with a string, but at the bottom it has to be tight. And Mishnah also would be mashma that he held that it's not enough of wearing a separate baggot on the top of the bottom. It has to be that the thing is tight against your body, because there's a shachar, there's two brachas that can mention Yisrael. Aizi Yisrael b'Kafara and Aizi Yisrael b'Gevura. All the other brachas, you don't mention Chai Yisrael. So why is that? So in Shimon Vav, all the Achrayim explain that all the other brachas are shachar, Mechim, Tzadik, Gavra, all the other shvachim are given to the whole world. Nothing to do with Chai Yisrael. All those other shvachim, the whole world is Nehem, and the same thing as Chai Yisrael, so you don't mention Yisrael. By these two brachas, if you say, Aiti Yisrael b'Safara, Aiti Yisrael b'Safara, that the person wears a hat, so outside of the Hanar Gashmi, that the person has a hand, also it's an Indian of Tatsi Reiska, the Hefer, the Amos of the Shmai, it's an Indian that is Mayer Spina, and that's a special talus for Chai Yisrael. That's why you say, Aiti Yisrael b'Safara. And why do you say Aizah Yisrael the Gevura? What does Yisrael have to do with Aizah Yisrael? Aizah Yisrael means that that the person wears a garso, a belt. What does it have to do with Chai Yisrael? So the explaining the Shmuel brings it down there also, that he says that the bracha of Aizah Yisrael the Gevura is that outside is an union of a big talus and having a belt, but it's also a tzuzayt, the tzniyot, the union of libe rayas erva. And this Indian of Libra Yisrael, that's a special sachet. Klal Yisrael has that Indian, Klal Yisrael needs that Indian. So that's why by Ezi Yisrael B'Gevura, he mentioned the Indian of Yisrael. So now over there, this Memvav, the Mechaber says, when he brings down the din, that you say the bracha of Ezi Yisrael B'Gevura, so the Mechaber says it's Keshechege Chazurai. When you put on your belt, your gato, when you put on your belt, you make the bracha Ezi Yisrael B'Gevura. So the Ramah puts in, I live is Avnet. So usually when the Ramah might say something on the Mechaber, it's something added on. The Mechaber said you put on the Chagura, and the Ramah says you put on the Avnet. What's the Ramah being nice if on the Chagura? As far as we know, the Avnet is the Chagura. Mishmur explains there that what the Ramah meant, I live is Avnet, he says the Kabbanah's Avnet doesn't mean Chagura. Avnet means the pants, Mechnasayim. And he says in the Lashon Chachamim, if you want to look around and you'll see in the Lashon Chachamim, when they say Avnet, they don't mean the belt. They mean the pins. So that's what the Ramah says, that either the Mechaber gave the case, you're putting on a Chagura. And the Ramah gave the case, let's say you're not putting on a Chagura, you're just putting on pins. Also you make the bracha of Aizah Yisrael, the Gevura. So again, you have the with the pins, you get out of the problem of Libra Esav. And then Mr. Murphy is right, that behind the Simon Tzadik Aleph, and the same thing in Simon Tzadik Aleph. If you look in Simon Tzadik Aleph, when it says there, Avnet, when the Mechaber says Avnet, also, it doesn't mean the bell, Avnet means the pin. Because that's the Shulchan Aruch, that's the Lashon Chacham, Avnet means pin. Now, in Simon Tzadik Aleph, what is Simon Tzadik Aleph? Simon Tzadik talks about the Indian, why people have wear a gato. Yeah, so it talks about the Indian of Hikim. That is what the Mechaber says, that even if you have your Avnet on, so you don't have a problem leaving it forever. And that's again, if you wear a belt all day, you're supposed to wear a belt during davening, I'll pick him. It shouldn't be less during davening than the whole day. So that's what Mechaber says. So it's Mechaber. Come on. Well, you could do other ways. You could put your heart or your hand against the clothing. There's other ways of making leaving it forever, right? The person, in those day we don't do it like that, but in those times they want that as soon as you have each anah, you open your eyes, you have each anah, then you still feel the hergish of hakar satay. Once a person gets used to something, it dulls his senses. and he has no market price. So as soon as you get each shana, they want you to make. So even though maybe it's a little, for that second you have to put your hand underneath your heart, make it with other aces, it's kedai to get out of to be able to make the bracha right away. So anyway, so there it says, so even though you have the avni that makes it like libra forever, and that's you can put on your belt, I'll take him. So the Mishnah over there says, what does Mechava mean when he says you put on your belt, or you put on the Avnet that makes it Amy Bisava? The Mishnah says, it means, the Avnet Shemachnasayim. Shemachnasayim Amy Bisava. The Avnet of the Mechnasayim. In other words, in those times, they had, like a lot of times you have a bathing suit, or these types of things, that's how the strings come attached with the baggage. So he says, that was Mechava says, when you put on your Avnet, naked, which anyway the lehavah, he means the avnei shaman nachsaim, the belt of the pants. So you see quite the mishkabur there that you're putting on the pants anyhow, and still he has to explain that the belt of the pants, that's the thing that makes it the amei v'sarav. In other words, so that's what there are moments in sinan vav. I like the avnei because in those times that was the style that the pants had a belt. It was too complicated that you buy a pants and then you buy a belt. So they put everything together, but I come on, you see that the pants itself wouldn't be enough. Same Levi-Sahaba, you need the avnate of the pins, the belt of the pins, to make a Levi-Sahaba. A few people ask from the Bialocha, that the Bialocha himself says over here in our Simon, that if a person wears a baguette on the lathe, that there's no problem with Levi-Sahaba. So the baguette on the lathe is not tight, and so it's still the Mishnah's Bialocha say from that it's all right. So in the Ishi Yisrael, in the Tehman Hay, Harakev Kavches, he talks about this Shaila. And he brings it from Shem Zalman. Shem Zalman told him that the Bialocha is not talking about a person's wearing an undershirt. But about the Bialocha would be masking, but it's no good. Bialocha is talking about the person put on a separate thing, just on the lathe, like a handkerchief or something, the bag and the yucha, just for the lathe, that the Bialocha held as good. But some to wear a regular baguette wouldn't help unless there's a type of separation in between the lathe and the over. I come on, why is it? It's a shaila, but it's an easy thing to be masking, so it's better to be. Make it that there should be something tight against, that it shouldn't be a properly based error. The Mechaber is Mavur and Simon Beis and Sif Beis and Sif Gimel and Simon Ayin Dal, all this is in Simon Ayin Dal, that the goof can't be mafsit. If you put your hand against your robe and you press down on top of the heart or underneath the heart, that makes the lead anyway have to read it over. But if you want to put that, your heart against your skin itself, that doesn't help because ain't goof mechasa goof. A goof can't be mechasa goof. That's what I'm not bringing down the Gabi who had been kiss a rush, that a person has to have his head covered, and you're not allowed to walk down the Gila rush outside. So let's say a person's yarmulke, it blows away with the wind, he can't run to get it just putting his hand on top of his head, because ain't just the chas of good. It has to be that he pulls up his sleeves and then covers his hand with his sleeves. Mishnah Moon says that just if you're going outside, let's say a person's standing in one place or it's in the house, then it's a different Indian of kissing rice, then it's enough for him. But if you want to go Dal Damit, the chutz, you can't cover it with your hand, you have to have something else. So here also you can't cover it with your hand, you have to have the heart covered with a baguette and then to press down on the baguette. The Chabad says that just if you want to put your hand on your heart, or underneath your heart, that doesn't help. You see, but if Adam is Mechabik, Gufi Bizrei Isaac, he presses against his body, underneath his body, presses with his arm, then it says that helps to leave it as ever. This word explains why Kivan Dein Dakash of the Yadim, Mechabik Asrin Kach, it's not the death for a person to put his arms against his waist in between, who Isaac came, Mikri Asaka. So it has a shame Asaka, and even the Tzadguf, it will help. So sometimes even that putting the hand on the body itself doesn't help, but the person puts his arms against his chest, in between his lave and his erva, and it helps. This din of the Mechaber is very negaya. This Gabi Noshim, the Mechaber holds there's no din of Libe Reyes Erva by Noshim. Mishmu explains, because even their Vosim, Lamata Ma'id, the Erva Venetius, Lamata Ma'id, very low down, Lay Mikrets and Libe Reyes Erva. There's no problem of Libe Reyes Erva. It's all you say to Libe Reyes Erva that it's on one level. The lave and the erva is on one level. So Leila is considered there's no hefzik, that's certainly this erva. But by a notion that it's erva us and lamata miyayin, there's no problem of Libe Reyes Erva. That's Mechaber Shita. I got an interesting thing. I saw in the Sefer Afikim Meginim, and Shavnach, he asked the Ara, he says, let's say a man, well, let's say a person that has a big stomach. So the Chaira, it should be the same thing. He should be like an Isha. Because the stomach protrudes in between his leg and erva, so you shouldn't have a family with erva. But nobody says that. So he says, Einoch Nami. Abad Mika didn't talk that there wouldn't be a problem by such a person. He shouldn't be better, worse than others. But he says it's a light plug. Everybody's going to start looking in the mirror every day to measure the stomach. So they made a light plug. That by all men, there's a problem with the Eser. But by Nashim, that by all Nashim, don't have the problem of Levi Eser, because they're both in the Matam Yad. Second place, there's no problem. The Rabbanah never gave it in Levi Eser by Nashim. In other words, there's a din of those things they have. But libra is that there has to be a hefsek in between, since it's not straight, so mela, they don't have this time libra is erva. Mishnah brings down that the Mechbach argues. Bach holds that even by Nashim, there's a problem libra is erva, and he brings down from the Chachma Sodom, they should be machma ketchila like that. The Kavachayim says it's more than a chumra, because he says if you look in the Mechaber, Yeredeya, the Mechaber's facing that the Noshim have to get out of the problem Libra Eserva. So he says, you see the Mechaber was facing the Apakad. So he holds Mechadin, Noshim have to get out of the problem of Libra Eserva. So where's Negev? Then Negev by, when the Isha goes to the Mikveh. So there's two Minhagim. By the Sadim, they make the Bracha, and they're in the robe, and then Tab, and then they go in the table. But by the Ashkenazim, we make the bracha after she's in the water. Make it samach to the skillet, we make the bracha. Most Russian have the minig that they go in the table once, we make the bracha, and then the table again. But at the bottom, they're in the water, aron, and they make the bracha. So they have to get out of the problem with Ibrahim Sarva. One H is they could stand halfway in the water and halfway out. But that last day, that is less smears. You make the bracha half out of the water. So the H is the taka all together in the water. And I, to get out of the problem with Ibrahim Sarva, is that the Mechabek group of Israel, so that they put their arms against the body, and Mela, they don't have the family of Zerba, and then they can make the bracha, and that's how they get out of the problem of Levi Zerba. So the Shaila is, Eilhan, you get out of the problem of Levi Zerba, but everybody knows in Siman Dalet, there's a locha, that if you touch a Makam Achus in your goof, you're not allowed to make a bracha. If you're touching any covered part of the body, you're not allowed to make a bracha. Oh, so Pasha, you could say, maybe it's not a kasha. Because what's the whole reason why the Rabbanan said, if you know a game of Achus, you can't make a bracha? Because the Makim Achus is usually Mimulizeya. It's dirty, it's Mimulizeya. Even though you look at your body and you look, you don't see the Mimulizeya, but that's nicer. We're afraid that it's you can't tell. It's a thin layer of Mimulizeya, so you can't tell. So maybe Rabbanu said you can't make a bracha, you touch Makim Achus. But here, we're talking about the person who just made a Chafifa. Not only they just the table, they're in the water. So it's as if the body is 100% without Mimulizeya. So you don't have the whole reason why the Rabbanu Achus. That's in Siman Dalet. There's a Eishel Avram Bechacha. Others say the same thing like that. That let's say a person just washed himself. He just took a shower. Now he's getting dressed. As he's getting dressed, he touches his body. Now he wants to make a bracha on the tzitzis, whatever he wants to do. Well, he wants to make a bracha. L'chayah, there's no problem in Melizeya, but he still has late plug. It's late plug. That the Rabbanu could make chalukim. Each person is going to say he knows that his body is sort of made a late plug. That as long as you touch a makim achus in your body, you can make a bracha. So here, b'chayah, that's a shayla. But how could they make the bracha? How could you have this eitzah of splitting up the body with your arms? So he saw in the Padas Simcha, it's a second of Nidin, that he brings down in Hashmata, so then he brings down from the Gedele Hera, that Einich Nami, the taket is a problem, and she has to be careful when she puts her arms against her body, that the hands, taka should be not touching, should be away from the body. Of course, the hands, but the hands are taka away. So maybe taka should hands are not touching, because that way you're not allowed to touch makim and mulizeya doesn't mean your arms can't touch. It means the hands, the palm of the hands, the fingers. So maybe not fingers and the hands taka not touching the body. I saw in the Shevet Levi in Hilchos Nida also from Avosna in the Siman Reish, Sufkanin Yod also, he says, Shichel Izar, Shalai Liga the Kapis Yadah, the Gufa Beis HaBracha, that she has to be careful not to be touching with the Kapis Yadah, with the palm of her hands, when she makes the Bracha. Very soon, the Nishma Sadim, he brings from Shlomo Zalman, he says like this, that Kivin Shrei Medes Teich HaMayim, since she's in the water, Lekim HaMolizeya. There's no problem with Molizeya. When is she making the Bracha? When she's in the water. So which part of the body is she touching? She's touching the body, the part of the body that's in the water, so there's no problem with Molizeya. He doesn't explain, but you have to explain we know that they said there's a light plug, but that's the light plug is shot as if a person took a shower, and now the mice, it's 5 minutes after the shower, so you want to say that he's clean. So that was they made a light plug. He's going to say he's clean after 5 minutes. Next person is going to say, look, I didn't sweat to me, I don't sweat so much, I have an hour. And they made it like clothes. But here, the person's in the water, everybody that's in the water doesn't have a normal day, and Mela, it's not even shaykh to like clothes. Mela, here, it doesn't matter if a person's touching the body while you're in the water. And I saw in the Chut HaShani, also that from Ramnith and Kerelis, in Chesnida, in Yerdeya, also he remembers on like that, he says that, in my gas, the Gufra, Teich HaMayim, Beis HaBracha, Kishavihiba Teich HaMayim, Nay Likri, Nagia be mekaynes mechusim, kimin shi be teich hamayim. He says that from nagim be mekaynes mechusim, kishi lay be teich hamayim, af shehu la'achar echitza, even though she just washed herself, but if she's not in the water, ein lo levar achashu tibli yodem, then she has to wash. And that, I found in the Peir Lashma, that's Shal Shubis from the Ben Ish Chai, that he has in Simen Yud Gimel, and he also talks about, but he has some on the kash on the in the Shulchan Aruch. He brings, he says the Shulchan Aruch says in Eitz, that a person can be mechapik zeres to get out of the problem of what happened in Mekanis Mechusim. So he says, from here you see that if a person washed himself and he's still wet, he says that there's no like clothes, that you can make a bracha. He says, if the person dried himself off, he says, that's no chilek. Are you going to ask me from rega to rega? He was just clean and he dried himself off. No, he said, that's a like clothes already. But if the person still wet from the water, he says, then there's no like clothes, and then you can make a bracha. So according to him, it comes out a bigger cooler. That's the Tayyul Shema, the Vinish Chai, that even if the person's out of the water, because when they didn't dry themselves, they would be able to make a bracha or touch it in Makim Mechusim.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the Center for Halachic Services or Consultations, or to present a Shaila, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. Or email info@thehalachacenter.org.